The Gemara in the Chofam at Aleph discusses the klolim, the rules of somebody who can't do Yibum or somebody who's also to do Yibum. Is there a din of Chalitza? And the Mishnah on the Chof differentiates between an Erva and Chavilat V'Yasei, that an Erva doesn't have Yibum, doesn't have Chalitza. Chavilat V'Yasei, what the Mishnah calls Isser Mitzvah V'Isser Kedusha, albeit it's true they don't have Yibum, but they have Chalitza. And the Gemara goes on to learn it out from Limudim. But we have a fundamental chiluk between Erva or Alav Sheish Bokaris, which doesn't have Yibum and doesn't have Chalitza, and Chavilat V'Yasei, which also don't have Yibum but have Chalitza. Rashi in the Mishnah, Divrei Maskil Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, says, U'Kishemeis Tzricha Chalitza Shrei Tosin Lo B'Kedushin, the Kedushin Tosin B'Chayv Elavin, Al Yavume Eloi Shrei Asuri Lo Yoseh Shul Kohen, V'Ifture B'Loi Klum Loi, explains Rashi, why do Chayv Elavin V'Asei need Chalitza? V'Loi Olim Lav L'Mifture, because the Lav is not strong enough to patter, the Alfinon Me'achoy Sisha. Rashi says something very strange. Rashi says that the mocker that by erva you potter from chalitza and from yibum is because we learn it out of achoy sisha. And since the mocker that you potter from yibum and chalitza is learned out of achoy sisha, a lav which is loy olim, which can't be learned out of erva, we don't have a mocker to potter from chalitza also. That's what Rashi says. That's a literal type of Rashi. And the same Rashi appears in Daf Yudam Mebeis and in other places in Sanhedrin. Rashi and Yudam Mebeis, Divrei Hamaskil v'Chayvi Lavin v'Nei Chalitza v'Yibum Ninu. Rashi explains why are Chayvi Lavin Chayv in Chalitza. Says Rashi, D'ho me'achoyis isha yafina shi erva. Since the whole mocker is from achoyis isha, which is an erva, Chayvi Lavin v'Asei can't be learned out of over there. And the Rashi is very strange. Rashi in both places, Rashi in Sanhedrin also. But Rashi in both places seems to be saying that the mocker that your potter from chalitza is a lima from achoyis isha, is a lima from erva, and chayvei lavin, which are not as chomor as achoyis isha, can't be learned out of achoyis isha, and therefore by default there's chalitza. That's what Rashi is saying. And the question is that l'chayra Rashi is against the Gemara, because the Gemara l'chayra says mufurish on the bottom of the Chof Amud Aleph that the mocker that erva is potter from chalitza is not because of the limud machoyis isha. Machoyis isha when they learn out olea that it's potter from yibum. That it's potter from chalitza is a special drasha of im lo yachbois of kol she'ein erli men erla chalitza. And the question is, A, what does Rashi do with the Gemara on the bottom? The Gemara on the bottom necessitates a special drasha. Moreover, even if we'll ignore the Gemara on the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph, which seems to bring a special drasha, what does Rashi mean? Rashi is saying something that doesn't appear anywhere else. Rashi is saying a pshat that we learn out of a chesisha that is potter from chalitza. So even if we ignore the fact that the Gemara necessitates a limud, but what is Rashi saying? We don't have a Gemara anywhere which says that we learn out of a chesisha that you're potter from chalitza. Is what Rashi is saying, first of all, is what does Rashi mean when he says that we learn out of a chesisha that you're potter from yom chalitza? Is first of all, it's mukhrach from this Rashi, a raya gdela to what a lot of the Rosh Hashivah said, Rebuch Ber said this, Rebuch Shmuel, many places, that the din that an erva doesn't have yibum is not because Eina Seh Dech Leishish Bakaris. If that would be the reason, so Eina Seh Dech Leishish Bakaris is an isser, and that's the reason why there's no yibum. It's a technical problem, but there's no reason why it's a pata from chalitza. So Rashi clearly learns that the mir of Haleo, that the Gemara brings down on the Avches, the Avtes, the Avgimel, is not just a isser, a technical problem of Enes HaDech HaLeish Bakaris, rather it's a din of Ptur, that it's a miut in the parasha of Yibum. An erva, if Esh HaZach is an erva, she's mufka from the parasha of Yibum, she's potter from the parasha of Yibum. And then Rashi went another step and said that since Aleha is a miut in the parasha of Yibum, that somebody who's an erva wasn't said the parasha of Yibum, is Rashi took it for granted that anybody who's potter from Yibum is potter from Chalitza, I don't need a special limud for it. Again, ignoring the Gemara on the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph. But Rashi is saying clearly that we learn out of a chesisha that you're potter from Yibum and Chalitza, and we asked, how do I know that? The reason why there's no Yibum by an erva is because of Enes HaDech HaLeish Bakaris, or seemingly it seems. So we see not like that. that at the end of the day, and this is the big chiddush that the Birkei Shmuel Rochber said in all of Yivamis, that at the end of the day, the reason why an Eved doesn't have Yibum is not because of Enes Edechus Vakoris, rather because it's a miut in the parasha, it's mufka from the parasha Yibum, and Rashi said that somebody who's mufka from the parasha Yibum doesn't have Chalitza either. In which case, Rashi continues to say that that's all true by Erva, that since an Erva has a Ptur, so the Ptur radiates to Chalitza also. It's a hafka on the parasha, Mashen Kein, by Chavadav and Vasei, which don't have this Ptur because of the Tafsi Kedushin, we'll see soon. So, by default, the Chayiv and Chalitza. That's Mechoyer with the Pashup Pshat in Rashi. So, we're saying that Rashi is saying a big Yisoid. Rashi is saying his own Pshat. And Rashi is saying that somebody who's Potter from Yivim was Potter from Chalitza. Even without the Pasuk of Imlayachbos, even without the Drush of Kol Sheino Yivim. And somebody who doesn't have a Ptur, somebody who's Osir to do Yivim, he only has an Isser on the Yivim and not a Ptur on the Chalitza. The truth is that Rashi had a mocker from the Gemara to this Pshat. There's a mocker from the Chof Amar Aleph to the Pshat itself. There's a complicated cheshem, which I'm going to go through now in the Gemara. There's a raya from the Gemara. Rashi had a raya muchachas from the Sugya, both in cheshem and in lomdus, that there's a fundamental split between a case where a person's potter from Yibam, as opposed to a place where a person is usher to do Yibam. And the raya is as follows. The Gemara says over here in the Chof Amar Aleph, Kaposik Vitani, Loishlamin and Asuin, Veloishlamin and Erisin, Bishlamin and Asuin, Aseva, Laysa, Aseva, Ena, Sedech, Aleysa, Aseva, Aseva. The Gemara over here says that we understand the Mishnah's din in the case of Aleysa, Aseva, Aseva, by Amonamin and Asuin, because there is Ena, Sedech, Aleysa, Aseva, Aseva. There everything is good. We understand the Mishnah. So Taisus over here in Devir Maskel, Bishlamin and Asuin asks that the Gemara doesn't make sense. What's the Gemara saying that Amonamin and Asuin makes sense and it's good because it's Aleysa, Aseva, Aseva? That it's a leisa v'asei only explains why there's no yivam, because enes edecha leisa v'asei, but Taisus asks, it still doesn't explain why there's chalitza, because why should it be different than krisus, asks Taisus. The Gemara says, bishlam, everything's good, but leisa v'asei, everything's settled. We understand why there's no yivam, we understand why there's chalitza, it's not settled. We understand why there's no yivam, but once there's no yivam, there shouldn't be chalitza either, just like we find by erva. So why does the Gemara say bishlam? So Taisus says in a chanami, Taisus says a deichik teretz, Taisus says that the Gemara wasn't discussing the issue of Chalitza, the Gemara was discussing the issue of Yibum, and Chalitza wasn't on the agenda of the Gemara. Now, Rashi, it's Mukhach from Shitas Rashi in the Cheshmen of the Gemara, as we're going to speak about now, that the agenda of the Gemara was Chalitza. And if we're going to prove that the agenda of the Gemara was Chalitza, so then it's going to be, we're going to have to re-ask Taisus Kasha, so why is it Bishleima? Why did the Gemara understand that Chavad Lavan Vasei doesn't have Yibum and has Chalitza, even though we know that Erev is not like that? And I remind you that we're living in the world before all the drushas on the bottom. The Gemara had not brought, not the drush of Malayachboi, not the drush of Kol Shein Eile, not the drush of Yivimtoi. How do I know that Rashi learns that the Sugi is talking about Chalitza, and Rashi cannot hold of Taisus Teretz? Because the Rashi later on in the Amud, the Gemara asks the Kasha, what about Chavi Lavin? We should say, I say, Decha Leisa, say. Omer Avgid Omer Rav Omer Krov also Yevimta Asharish Ain Tamolemi Yevimta Matamolemi Yevimta Yeshri Vomer Cherish Eil Lechalitza Vein Elib. Now Rashi takes the Gemara out of the Pasha, the context, and Rashi learns that the Limud of Avgid Omer Rav had two parts to it. Rashi learns that the Limud of Avgid Omer Rav had two parts to it. One part of the Limud of Avgid Omer Rav is that a Chayvei Lavin does not have Yibum because it's not called Lakachas. That's what Rashi says. Dahi karina be'lakachas, and a lady, Chavi Lavin, is loy karina behu lakachas. There's a big tumult in the Rishonim. Why is the lady not called lakachas? But Rashi says, first of all, before we get to that, Rashi says there are two parts. That the Chavi Lavin doesn't have Yibum Moskusha is not called lakachas. That explains why she doesn't have Yibum. Then there's another issue. So why does she have Chalitza? The answer is because it says Yevimtoi is Masha, that there's somebody who doesn't have Yibum and has Chalitza. Rashi is a two-part Rashi. We'll take the two parts, each one for themselves. The first half of Rashi says that a Chavi Lavin doesn't have Yibum because she's not Lakachas. All the Rishonim ask, why isn't she Lakachas? The Gemara asks the Kasha, Aseh Deich Aleis Aseh. Why is she not takeable? We're working under the Kasha of Aseh Deich Aleis Aseh. The Taisus Rashi explains that since the lady will not have a Heter for the Biyah Shnia, because even if Aseh Deich Aleis is only for the Biyah Rishon, not for the Biyah Shnia, so it's not called she's lakachas for Yibum because she doesn't have the heter of machzira get megarsha, megarsha get machzira. And Rashi learns, I'm hinting over here at another major lishitosa, which is not our topic today, Rashi learns that megarsha get machzira is an intrinsic part of the heter of Yibum. And since it's an intrinsic part of the heter liyibum, if I don't have that heter liyibum, then it's not chal the whole din of lakachas. If I would learn, for example, that megasha v'gedim achzira, like Tosfos learns in a number of places, is a separate heter, so that I can't have megasha v'gedim achzira, the second bia, doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not takeable for yibum. But Rashi learns, says the Tosfos Harosh, that since the bia shani is going to become aser, so the lady is a lady who's not lakachas a bull for yibum, because she can't have the get of the het, she can't have a full yibum, which a full heter. So therefore, she's not lakachas. That's the first tip of Rashi. So that's how we know that a chayvei lavin, doesn't have yibum. Now, Rashi goes on to say, and what about chalitza? Says Rashi that yivim toisa says she has chalitza. Yesh yivom achas. Yes, the toisa is a rosh. If the mocker that she doesn't have yibum is from lakachas, so why do Rav Gidol Rav Bechal have to bring in the drosh of yivim toy? The question of the Gemara was on Yibum, not on Chalitza. So Rashi, the Shittosid, is a Gavaldig Akasha. The Gemara is the Kasha, you should do Yibum. The Gemara says you don't do Yibum because it's not Lakachas. It's not called Lakachas because I can't do the Be'er Shneir. So what's the Gemara Bechlal mixing in the topic of Chalitza? Who's talking about Chalitza? Says the Tosfos HaRosh. Because the Gemara is bothered by a new Kasha. If you don't do Yibum, so you shouldn't do Chalitza either. The answer to that is Yivim to have Xeris HaKosef. Now, that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat in Rashi, is we see two things in the Tosfos HaRosh. First of all, we see that the agenda of the Gemara was dealing with Chalitza. You can't say like Tosfos that the Gemara was addressing the issue of Yibum and not Chalitza. The Gemara was dealing with Chalitza. Horaya, because the Gemara brought the second half of the drasha of Gedol Merav. So Rashi Lishitasa had a raya that the Gemara was dealing with Chalitza, not just with Yibum. The Gemara was dealing with both halves. But moreover, there's a raya in Lomdus. The Tosfos HaRosh says that after the Lakachas tells me that the Chayvei Lavin doesn't have Yibum, Rashi was bothered, so why is there Chalitza? What do you mean, why is there Chalitza? We don't know the drosh of Kol She'ein Olim and Chalitza yet. The Gemara only brings it later on when the Gemara is a Kasha of Marayis. The answer is that the Gemara held me Svara that anybody who doesn't have Yibum doesn't have Chalitza, and it was a Svara Pshuta. So we have a Mefurash Gemara that essentially anybody who's Mufka from the Parashah Yibum doesn't have Chalitza. The Fida Tais is a Rosh, and the Gemara is addressing that problem, not just a theoretical thing. Memela. Rashi had a mocker to learn that's the pshat of the Bishlaima at the beginning. The Gemara asked the Kasha at the Gemara Bishlaima. The Gemara asked that Chavilav Vasei, we understand why it doesn't have Yibum. So Tais asks, okay, it doesn't have Yibum, but why doesn't it have Chalitza? Why is it different than Erva? So Tais answers, we're not talking about Chalitza. You're right, it's a good Kasha. But according to Rashi, we are talking about Chalitza. That's the agenda of the Gemara. The Gemara itself will line later on, asks the Kasha. So what's the Bishlema? How's he going to answer Tais' Kasha? The answer is that Rashi Lashitasa had a mocker from this Gemara that is a fundamental chilik between Erva and Chavilav Vaseh. By Erva, where the reason why there's no Yibam is because there's a Pasuk of Alea, which is a Hafka in the Parsha, it's a Mir in the Parsha, it's a Ptor in the Parsha, it's Poshet that there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. With the reason why there's no yibum is because of kol she'ein oila is because of excuse me. That's an isser. That's only an isser for yibum, but chalitza there is. So the Gemara's bishlam is kipshutai. The Gemara understands that chavilavim vasei is wonderful. There's no yibum because ain't aseh dechalosh vasei, but there is chalitza. Why shouldn't there be chalitza? You'll ask me. Facts taisves. We see by erva that there's no chalitza. Of course, by erva there's no chalitza. Rashi said because there's a leh, there's a ptur, and whenever there's a ptur, there's a hafkah in the parsha. Both for Yim and for Chalitza. Masha'ega v'chavilav v'aseh, where it's only an Isser, so over there, it's only Isser for Yim, there's no reason why it shouldn't be Chalitza. And then the Gemara continues. If that was the Bishlema of Rashi, and Rashi Lishitasi had to learn like that, because he didn't have to use his teretz. So the Gemara flows. Says the Gemara, what about Chavilavin? Chavilavin should be Yim also. Answers the Gemara, Chavilavin's also a mute in the parasha. It's not an Isser. It's a mute in the parasha of Lakachas. Somebody who's not Lakachasable, somebody who's not takeable is mufka from the parasha. It's the Gemara. If Chavei Lavin is also a mir in the parasha, not only because it's awesome to do Yibum, so then there shouldn't be Chalitza either. On that, I need a special pasuk of Yevimtoi. I need a special pasuk to come along and tell me that it's Chalitza. That's the Seder HaGemara Lefi Yishitas Rashi, and Tosfos argues on it. Tosfos, by the way, I'm throwing in parenthetically, is Lishitasai. Because Tosfos learns that the answer of Chavei Lavin is not from Lakachas, it's from Yevimtoi. So Lefi Shitas Tosfos, there's no Gemara which knew that there's no Yibum because of Lakachas, and yet asked that there should be a Ptur for Chalitza. The Gemara only brings one drasha, as Tosfos says on Amud Beis, from Yevimtoi, that there's no Yibum because of Yevimtoi, so the Gemara brought the Yevimtoi for the Yibum part, not for the Chalitza part, and the Gemara Taka never discussed Chalitza, Lefi Shitas Tosfos. What is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis over here? The machlokes between Rashi and Tosis is that Tosis understood the din of kol she'ein olim eino chalitza is a din, is a drasha like the Gemara brings later on. That somebody doesn't have yibum, there's a new din that they're mufka from chalitza. No, anybody who can't do yibum, you can't do chalitza. And that is only a result of the drasha later on. Until the Gemara brought the drasha later on, we didn't know that din. But that din, there's no difference between Erev and Chavei Lavan Vaseh. If by Erev there's a din that somebody who can't do Yim doesn't have Chalitza, that din equally applies to Chavei Lavan Vaseh. And that's what Taisus asked in Divrei Maskil Bishleima, what should be the Chiluk? Rashi learned that the din of Kol She'ein Olim Eino Chalitza is not because of the drasha of the Pasuk. We just proved now in two places that the Gemara, before the Gemara brought the drasha, already knew the din that there's no Chalitza. Both in the Bishleim of the Gemara, that the Gemara understood at the beginning that there's a fundamental chiluk between Erva and Chavei Lavan Vaseh, that Erva is potter for Yim and Chalitza, Chavei Lavan Vaseh doesn't have Yim but it has Chalitza. And in the Gemara later on, that the Gemara said that there's Lakachas which says that Chavei Lavan doesn't have Yim, and the Gemara understood, the Rav Gudom Rav understood that it's a reason why it shouldn't be Chalitza also, even though the Gemara had not bought the drash yet. So what's the flow of the Gemara now according to Rashi? The flow of the Gemara according to Rashi is as follows. Let's see it inside together. So, according to the way we're reading the Gemara, based on the Tosis Rosh and all the Shitas Rashi, what the Gemara said was, Chavei Lavan also has a Ptur. And if Chavei Lavan also has a Ptur, it should be part of Chalitza also. So then why does it have Chalitza? Because of a special Gzeiras HaKosef, a new thing, a new chiyuv called that you have chalitza. Yes, the Gemara, ve'eim echavei krisus, sebe echavei krisus also, amakro, le'ach mo'zish l'kachas l'chavet m'yam kol o'er l'olim o'er l'chalitza, kol she'en o'er l'olim o'er l'chalitza. According to the way we're reading the Gemara now, it comes out that the Gemara only introduced the din of kol she'en o'er l'olim o'er l'chalitza only in response if do we have the Yevimtoi. That means the Gemara knew all along that something that has a p'tur, something that's mufka from the parasha, doesn't have a din of chalitza. We know that from Erva, we know that from Aleh, we know that from Lakachas. But the Gemara said you have a new Gzeres HaKosis that says a special chiddush that despite the fact that it's mufka in the parasha, there's a new chiddush of chiyuv of chalitza, a new zika of chalitza, even though there's no zika of yibum. Says the Gemara, so say the same thing by Korus also. Now the Gemara has to come out to kol she'en olim eino chalitza. That means the Gemara knew all along, we svara, that anything which is mufka in the parasha from Yibum is mufka from the parasha of Chalitza. Doesn't have a zika of Yibum and Chalitza. Elamai, you'll tell me there's a special zika for Chalitza, mehefetesi. The zika for Yibum and zika for Chalitza is one zika. There's no zika for Chalitza separately. So somebody doesn't have a zika for Yibum, doesn't have a zika for Chalitza. Says the Gemara, but Chavei Lavan is the same thing. Chavei Lavan is also mufka from the zika of Yibum. And yet the Torah was mechadish a zika for Chalitza alone. That means we're saying that Be'etzem Chavei Lavan is mufka from the regular Zika of Yibum. Not because it's Osir, because it's not Lakachas, it's Teres HaKosov. So why is there Chalitza? The Torah was Mechadish, a new Zika for Chalitza alone. Says the Gemara, say the same thing by Erva also. On that the Gemara had to answer, Kol She'en Olim Eino Chalitza. It's very possible, we'll see it in a minute, we'll continue in a minute. That's what the Gemara says. But Be'etzem, even without the Drash of Kol She'en Olim, we prove from the Tosis Rosh that the Gemara knew that something which is Potter doesn't have Chalitza. So what does the Gemara say? No. We have a pasuk which says, Chavei Lavan Nami. So the Gemara says, say the same thing with Chavei Lavan. Then it's Kol She'en Olim. The Gemara says, Harabi Rachmoni Yevimto. We have a pasuk. Says the Gemara, Ma Royus, say Fakaret, say the other way around. Say that by Chorus it should have, say by Chavei Lavan it should be potter from Chalitza, because of the drosha of Kol She'en Olim. By Chiv Chorus, we should say that it's Chayiv in Chalitza. Now the Gemara's Havamin is very strange. How could it be that the Chayiv Koris is going to have a Chayiv Chalitza and the Chayiv Lavin doesn't have a Chayiv Chalitza? What are we going to say? That the Chayiv Lavin patters from the Chayiv Chalitza. So then Koris, every Koris has a Chayiv Lavin built in. How could they want such a Havamina? The Chayiv Lavin will be Chayiv Chalitza because the Chayiv Lavin is Chayiv Lavin will be patter from Chalitza because it's strong enough to patter even from Chalitza. And Chayiv Koris is not strong enough. How could that be? If Chiv Lavan is strong enough to patter from Chalitza also, every Chiv Koris has a Chiv Lav built in also, B'chal Masayim on it. Well, if you what we said, the answer is Poshut. The Gemara didn't have a tzad to be Mechayiv Chalitza because you're not strong enough. The Gemara understands that both by Erva and both by Lavin, there's a Hafka in the parasha, there's a Ptor, you're patter from Zikas Yibim and Chalitza. So why bechayv ilavin are you chayv chalitza? If there's a p'tur, the Torah, there's a new gzeres hakasa, there's a new zika for chalitza. We know that you're mufka from the regular parsha, there's a special zika for chalitza for chayv ilavin. And that the Gemara says, who says that the Chayv Lavin have the new Zika for Chalitza? Maybe Chayv Karas have the new Zika for Chalitza. That means, if we would be saying that Chayv Lavin's a Ptur and Chayv Karas is not, that can't be. How could there be such a Havamina? The Chayv Lavin are Potter from Chalitza and Chayv Karas are not Potter from Chalitza. But if we're saying that everybody's Potter from Chalitza, Be'atzem, everybody's Potter from Yibam and Chalitza, everybody has a Ptur. Just the problem is that there's a new Xeris Akosa that says there's a certain lady who has a new Zika for Chalitza and a certain doesn't. Says the Gemara says, who says which one's going on what? That means as follows. If I would learn that the problem why there's no Yibum is because of an Isser, so then the Gemara doesn't make sense. How could it be that the Isser of Chayvei Lavin creates a din that blocks Yibum and Chalitza and the Isser of Karis doesn't? How could that be? B'chalam Osayimana. But if I learn that we're not talking about Isser and B'chalam, we're talking about Hafka and the Parsha. And the Etem, both of them are removed from the parasha. Both of them have a p'tur. And the p'tur is a complete p'tur. Like the Gemara says, we saw the Tosfos of Rashi at the beginning, that the Etem, once I have Lakachas, which says the Chayvei Lavin doesn't have Yibum, I know already that it doesn't have Chalitza either. But there's a special Gzeres HaKosev, you're right, but there's a special Din of Chalitza. No, says the Gemara, says anything by Karis also. And who says this way? Maybe the other way. What does the Gemara answer? Mustav Chayvei Lavin Tafsi Bo Kedushin. What's the Tosfos? Says Rashi. Hilkach Karina be Lakachas b'di'evid. So, first of all, the Pashut Shad Rashi. Why is it called Lakachas b'di'evid? Haloi, we're talking about a situation where it's not Lakachas. You're not allowed to go do Yibum. And the din is Balu Lekonu. Why is it called Lakachas b'di'evid? So the Rashba says that the Pashut is because in other places it's Tafsi Kedushin. And since in other places the lady's Tafsi Kedushin, so that's called Lakachas b'di'evid. And therefore what? So it's Lakachas b'di'evid. How do we learn up such a teretz? What does that answer? If Rashi would come along and say, like other Rishonim who say, different Shaltim, that's something which is Tafsi Kedushin, all types of other Terutzim. But Rashi says something very strange. Therefore, it's called Lakachas B'di'evid. And Rashi is very vague. What did Rashi mean to say? What was the answer of the Gemara? Why is the fact that it's Lakachas B'di'evid a reason that there's Chalitza? Is L'chayra the Pshat is as follows. What the Gemara meant to say was as follows. Like we said, up till now, the Gemara learned that the din, why there's no Yibum by Chayvei Lavin, is because of a Ptur in the parasha. And then we built the whole Chesed of the Gemara. If there's a Ptur, the Gemara took for granted there shouldn't be Chalitza. And that the answer is Yivim Ptur. So the Gemara says, okay, you tell me that there's a Ptur, so it's exactly like Erva. You have special Gzeres HaKosev that's Chalitza. Why should it be? Hemechatesi is different than Erva. Now the Gemara finally came. This is the opposite of the Bishlema. That's the beauty of the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara had a Bishlema. The Gemara understood that there's a fundamental chiluk between Erev and Chayvei Lavin Vasei. Erev is Ptur and Chayvei Lavin Vasei is Yisurim. Then it's Bishlema, then everything's good. Then Tosfos Kasha is not fair. But now that the Gemara got to a stage that is Miyutim in the Pasuk, that it's a Hafkon in the Parsha, that it's not in the Parsha of Zikas Yibum Bechlal, so then the Gemara asks, so what's the difference? Why one more than the other? And for the Gemara says, no, that since it's Tafsi Kedushin, that it's Lakachas, she is a lady who has some sort of Musik of Tisus Kedushin, albeit not over here, but in general. Is the Gemara is reinterpreting the Pshat and the Lakachas. The Lakachas is not a Ptur, the Lakachas is an Isser. And the Shaka Vatar in the Gemara is, what do I learn out of Lakachas? Chayvei Lavin doesn't have Yibum because it's Lakachas. What do I learn out of that? The Gemara and the Havamina learned that it's a Ptur. It's Hafka on the Parashat, like Ola, it's like Erva. I said, why is there Chalitza? There's a new Zika for Chalitza. Check the Gemara says, there's a new Zika for Chalitza. Why Dafka over here? Why not over there? They're identical. One's learned out of Ola, one's learned out of Lakachas. The Gemara says, no, you're misinterpreting what it says in the Lakachas. The Lakachas is not a Ptur, because she's a lady who's Be'etzim Tafsi Kedushin, so when the Torah came along and said Lakachas, the Torah wasn't saying that you're Mufka from the Parsha of Yibum. Why? You're not Mufka from the Parsha, you're a person who's Be'etzim Tafsi Kedushin. Elamai, that you have Chalitza, that means the Gemara is explaining the Pshat of the Yevimtoi. Because as a Kosov of Yevimtoi says there is Chalitza, up till now the Gemara learned that the reason why there's Chalitza is there is a full-scale Ptur, just there's a new Zika for Chalitza, says the Gemara. Say, is there anything by Erva also? The Gemara answers no. The Pshat in the Gzeres HaKosev of Yevimtoi, why there's Chalitza, is not because there's a new Zika for Chalitza separately, even though there's a Ptur on the Yibum. There's no Ptur on the Yibum to begin with. This lady's a lady who is in the parasha of Yibum, just you can't do the Yibum. She's also to do the Yibum. And the Tafsi Kedushin is what decides what's the gather of the miyut. It means we have a package deal. We have a situation where it says you're potter from Yibum and you have Chalitza. There are two ways to learn. One way of learning is that it's like erva. You're mufka from the parasha completely, and there's no zika for chalitza. Says the Gemara, that's exactly like erva. So, ma'rois, why should one be more than the other? The Gemara says you're making a mistake in the whole drasha. Now that the Torah came along and said you're chayav chalitza, it makes more sense to say that the pshat in the pasuk, why you chayav chalitza, is because to begin with it wasn't the Torah. To begin with, it wasn't the hafkar on the parasha. It was only an isser that you can't do the bia. What's the reason that I should interpret it that way as opposed to the other way? It's a miut in the parasha. The same way you're saying that by aleha is a far-reaching miut which patters from yibam and chalitza. Why should lakachas be different? The answer is because it's topsy kedushin. And now I'm stressing something. The topsy kedushin alone wouldn't have been a reason to say that there should be chalitza. You see that the Gemara needs yivimtoi. And the Yevimto alone wouldn't have been a reason to say that it's separate because the Gemara says Ma'arayis. What the Gemara means to say is that if I have a Yevimto that says Yechayev Chalitza anyway. No, my question is it a complete Ptor with a new Zika for Chalitza or is just a gather of Isser? Says the Gemara that if it's Tafsi Kedushin, it makes more sense to say that it's not a complete Ptor, it's only an Isser, and then it goes back to the Bishleima of the Gemara that it's like Chayev Elav Vasei, which don't have Yibim because it's also to have Chayev Elav, it's also to have Yibim. But chalitza you have by default. In which case it's very possible, I'm going to say a chiddush now, which has to be checked later on in the Masechta, if that's true, so it could be the maskon, I don't need the drosh anymore, kol she'ein ali menu chalitza anymore. Because now that I don't have a pasuk anymore, which is saying that when there's a ptur, there's also chalitza, so there's no kasha anymore of let's say chayav ekrisus nami. So then chayav ekrisus goes back to its natural state, which Rashi said that there's a ptur of aleha, and once there's a ptur of aleha, patos from you and from chalitza. That's the shakl v'tari l'fishitas Rashi. There's kama v'kama revochim from this. First of all, there's a famous kasha of Rabbi Kivi Eger on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph a klal. Rashi in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Divrei Hamaskol Hava Mina Michlos Cholta says a klal. The kol ha'oyla lezikas yibim oyla lezikas chalitza v'chol she'ein oyla lezikas yibim patur min ha'chalitza. Chol hecha darmino chaletzes lemis ha'bemes yibim sfeiku. Rashi says, Akal Rabbi Kivega asks that whenever we say ein oyla yibim, always ein oyla chalitza. The only time when something is ein oyla yibim and it is oyla chalitza, says Rashi, is when you have a suffix. When you have a suffix, so we're machmen. Rabbi Kivega says, ayin lekamanda chafalof. What he means to say is that we have a whole long list of things which don't have yimin had chalitza, chavei lavim vasei, and amar lukain godel, and grusha, all those things. Why does Rashi say a klal which is against the Mishnah almost? That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Rashi says a klal that everybody who's not oil liyibim is not oil chalitza. Everybody. It's a Mishnah. It's not like that. You have chavei lavim vasei, which don't have yimin had chalitza. But if we're medactic in the lashon of Rashi, Rashi over there says, the kol ha'el lezikas yibim oil lezikas chalitza. V'chol she'ein ha'el lezikas yibim. Rashi doesn't say kol ha'el yibim. This Rashi is very important. It's one of the most important Rashi's in Yevamos, because Rashi over here says a klal. Anybody who has zikas yibim has chalitza. Anybody who doesn't have zikas yibim doesn't have chalitza. Rashi doesn't say that anybody doesn't have yibim doesn't have chalitza. There's no such klal according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the klal is that somebody who's mufka from the zika of yibim, from the chiv of yibim, from the mechayiv of yibim doesn't have chalitza. That rule is true. Ay, bechavei lavim vasei. There is yibum and there's no chalitza. That's because they are oila lezikas yibum. Just they can't do yibum either because of ein aseh dechalitza sevaseh or because it's exeris. A cause of that it's also because of lakachas. But they're oila lezikas yibum. The rule that Rashi said was kol she'ena oila lezikas yibum. Whoever doesn't have the chiv of yibum doesn't have the chiv of chalitza. That's a rule that's 100% true. That's the rule of aleh. That's the rule that Rashi says all over. That we see that there are cases, there's a phenomenon where you have yibum, you have chalitza, that's because they're oila lezikas yibum. They have a zika for yibum, just I can't do the yibum. That's the bishleim of the Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, where I can't do the yibum technically, either because of enes eder chalitza vasei, or because of exeris, because of lakachas lamaskanas ha-gemara, that it's tafsi kedushin, and the reason because of the isser. So Rashi's not shver at all on that Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. There's a big revach. There's a number of Taisis and Lashitasa over here. Taisis and the Chesam and Aleph, Divri Amaskol, Trey Yisuri, Yesakasha. The Taisis and Mamayit that an island doesn't have Yibum. Taisis says, okay, she doesn't have Yibum. Let her have Chalitza. Taisis says, you don't have Yibum, but let her have Chalitza. Taisis says a Teretz, which is not our topic now. Kalumdish or complicated Teretz. What I want to suggest is that it's only Toysel Lashitose. Islandess is a lady who's mufka from the Parashah of Yibim. This is a direct mirror, that there's a mirror in the Parashah of Yibim. Lefishitas Rashi, there's no havamin in the world than an ayilus and nichalitza. Because a lady who's memuyit from the parasha, this is 100 times better than an erva. This is not a oleh, which is a drasha. There's a mute in the parasha of Yibum. Kol she'ein oile lezikas Yibum, ein oile zikas chalitza. There's no room for such a kasha for Rashi. Because according to Rashi, anybody who's potter from Yibum is potter from chalitza. Taisus Lishitasa had the kasha. Why? Taisus holds that be'etzem, we saw in Taisus of Ramaskal B'Shleima, that an erva and chavilav v'aseh are all the same. That means Taisus doesn't hold of this whole business that whoever is memuyit from the parasha Yibum is memuyit from chalitza. Taisus holds a practical din. There's a din. Somebody who can't do Yibum can't do chalitza. And that din is based on whether you're tafsi kedushin or not. So Taisus says, look, islandess is tafsi kedushin. If an islandess is tafsi kedushin, so there's no reason why the new din, there's an additional din, a new din called kol she'en el dimen chalitza. And that din applies by erva as well as by chavad lav and vasei be'etzem, says Taisus on chofam and aleph. Just as a rule called Tafsi Kedushin, says Taisus, doesn't fit with the rules. An island is a Tafsi Kedushin. That's all because Taisus learned that the din of Kol She'ein Ha'il is an exterior din. The miyot in Yibum is not memayit from Chalitza, Taisus holds. And the riot to that is that Taisus holds that for the same reason you're potter from Chalitza by Erev, you should be potter by Chavad Lav and Vasei also, like Taisus asks in Bishleima. But Taisus says there's a new din called Kol She'ein Ha'il Yibum, and that din is premised on whether you're Tafsi Kedushin or not. Says Taisus, island is Tafsi Kedushin, she should have Chalitza. According to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. According to Rashi, it's poshit that anybody who's been muyit in the parasha of Yibum doesn't start the chiyuv chalitza. The whole discussion only begins in somebody who has the parasha of Yibum. Likewise, Taisus l'shitas and chesam ebeis. Taisus asks, according to Rebbe, that tzaras erva doesn't have kares, a tzaras erva should have chalitza. Again, the same we say, that tzaras erva is a miyut in the parasha of trei lekuchim. That's poshit that, like Rashi, somebody who's been muyit in the parasha doesn't have zikas Yibum, doesn't have zikas chalitza. He doesn't shtim, it's not appropriate with the rules of Kol She'ein Ha'il with Tafsi Kedushin. According to what we're saying, according to Rashi, Tafsi Kedushin is not when I say Kol She'ein Ha'il. Tafsi Kedushin is the reason why Chavilam Vasei is not a Ptur, it's an Isser. Taisus learns that the rule of Tafsi Kedushin or not Tafsi Kedushin is, that's the guidelines. When do I say the klal of Kol She'ein Ha'il Yibum? If it's Tafsi Kedushin, I don't say. If it's not Tafsi, I do say. Says Taisus, I have a bunch of cases which are Tafsi Kedushin. Tzaras Erev is Tafsi Kedushin. Island is a Tafsi Kedushin. Let there be Chalitza. According to Rashi, Tafsi Kedushin is not the reason. Tafsi Kedushin is not a klal when I say the rule of Kol She'ein Ha'il. Tafsi Kedushin is as follows. Something which is Eina Oil Zikas Yibum. Something which is Potter doesn't have Chalitza by nature. Tafsi Kedushin is a reason why Chavei Lavin are called Oil Yibum. Once they're called Oil Yibum, Memeila, they have Chalitza. But what happens if I'll find you something which is intrinsically Memuyid in the Parsha? Which is intrinsically not Oil Zikas Yibum. There, of course, there's no Din of Chalitza on that. I don't care whether it's Tafsi Kedushin or not.